My name is Lauren Nickerson. I am 20 years old. Today's date is November 26th, and I'm speaking with Leroy Nickerson, who is my father, and we are actually recording this on the road. So, let's start. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I know what I was told that I was like, which was constant energy, nonstop, always running around, always doing something. What I remember as a child, we moved around a lot, constantly having to make new friends, which wasn't a problem for me. I was constantly tearing stuff apart and putting it back together, and my love was baseball. That's what I thought I was going to be.
Okay, tell me a favorite memory of me.
Oh, Lauren. No, it was a favorite memory, but you were just an easy baby. Always happy, never crying. In fact, I worried about you sometimes because you never cried. I don't know. I think my favorite memory of you when you were little is basically you coming into my life and holding you for the first time.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult memories, moments in your life?
I had too many tough moments. Life is just life, and you deal with it as it comes, in the highs and the lows. I guess that the most hardest time I've ever had in my life right now was the passing of my father.
Okay. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Well, obviously my dad has been the biggest influence on my life. And probably my boss, or bosses. I've got lots of fortune to be with the company a long time, and I've been around a lot of very smart people, and all people that I would be willing to go into battle with, and people I would fight for, people of character, people of values. And so my father and my employers have all been basically mentors to me.
Cool. What advice would you give your teenage self?
Don't listen to other people so much. Follow your heart.
Okay. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
The birth of my children, of course.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I've had a lot of happy times, but I think, the birth of my children have been my highlights.
Okay. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I guess, like I said before, stay true to yourself. Don't listen to others so much. They don't know who you are. They don't know your beliefs. They don't know what you want. They don't know your values. So you can't put a lot of weight on people who are offering you advice or opinions, because they really don't know you better than you know yourself. So I would say, like I said, just follow your own truth. follow your heart and work hard. You have to work hard to get ahead.
Okay, what are you proudest of, personally or professionally in your life?
Personally? I've got children that are in college. Pretty proud that both of them are in. Pretty proud that my stepson went to college and he's doing well professionally. Pretty proud of my career and who I work for and that I've been with them for 30 years. I don't know. I mean, that's unfortunate.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Dumbest thing I ever did in my life. I don't think it's the dumbest thing I ever did, but it's definitely boneheaded and definitely didn't make a lot of people happy. Going in the shallow end of the pool is in the state championship, trying to make a play to win the game, and ended up not losing us the game, but it ended up not helping us either. So I think in high school, during the state playoffs, by me doing that play, trying to be a hero, I think it was definitely probably not the brightest thing to do.
Okay. How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
Well, I'm not playing baseball professionally, so that's dramatically different. But I am doing what I did also when I was young, and that's building things. Being able to walk away and being a part of something bigger than myself. So, I guess I didn't define exactly when I was young what I would be doing, but if I would have known what I'm doing today, back in the past, it definitely would have made sense.
Okay, I think that's all the questions. Thank you.
You're very welcome.